Yes, the Forces Station at Christmas.
A jolly Ollie Christmas.
My heart skips, 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 skips a beat.
Christmas.
I wanna turn the clock. understand if you did all you have to say.
Way to start the show, absolutely loving that. Welcome along to a jolly Ollie Christmas. I'm Curtis Tyler and I'm joined by the one, the only, it's Ollie Maz, everybody.
How you going, bud? You alright?
What's happening? I'm good. Really good. Can't complain. Life's good.
So good to speak to you. I'm sure they've only put us together, mate, because I'm from Essex as well. I'm sure that's the reason.
Or that, or you're a really good radio presenter.
Oh, amazing, mate. You're too kind, too kind. But I tell you what is really good, Matt, and I'm going to get straight into it because I've been buzzing to talk to you about it. Knees Up. What an album, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. No, I'm really, I'm so happy it's out. It's been a long time coming and I've had a busy year writing it and producing it, getting it finished. And yeah, it feels nice for it to be out there in the world, people to hear it. Yeah, it feels good, man. Feels good.
Did you think you'd have 8 studio albums out? Did you think you'd do that?
No, not at all. Not at all. Like, I'm a lad from Essex, from Witham. You know, spent most of my youth in Chelmsford. And, you know, I was 25 when this all kickstarted for me. I was just, you know, singing in pubs. So I never expected one album, let alone 8. And to do that over the course of 15 years is a big ask. But I've been blessed. Blessed with an amazing fan base and blessed with, obviously, just everyone seems to like what I'm doing. So I'm just very lucky, man. Very, very lucky.
And the beautiful thing is, because we can talk kind of really technically, musically, because you've stayed so true to this kind of ska sound that you kind of eked into your music at the start. But now it's just there. It's honest and it's you. It's what you love, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you said that because I don't think many people have really felt that. But if you followed my career, like, that was definitely what I was doing in the early days. I really wanted to kind of push on that more. And then after kind of like the second album, when we came out with Dance With Me Tonight, which was kind of like a rock and roll kind of 60s record, I sort of went away from that a little bit. I went more into kind of like funk and disco and like big pop records. So I sort of stepped away from doing that little bit of scarness and that little bit of edginess that I had in my music, which is what you had with like Heart Skips A Beat, Please Don't Let Me Go, Thinking Of Me. That was kind of the feel that I was going with. You know, I'm really happy how my career went, but this is definitely the album that I've always wanted to do. And now that I'm a dad, it's like my way of being a bit of a lad again and having a bit of a lad time. Because when you become a dad, you don't get much lad time. So doing this album was like my little like chance to like go away and be a lad for a few hours in the studio and just kind of have a bit of a like knees up and have a bit of a good time.
That's the vibe of it, isn't it? And that's kind of, and I've heard you talk about it a little bit already, the album, but that's the vibe you've gone for. And it kind of tells that story, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of like all the things you go through as a husband and a dad and a bit of a lad. It's kind of like, you know, you go out with your mates, you know, you're having a bit of a knees up and then the next minute you realise you've probably had a few too many drinks and the wife ain't gonna let you home. Then you realize, you know, actually, why am I doing all these crazy things? Maybe I'm a little bit bonkers. And then, but anyway, I'm guilty. And I'm going through all the song titles, but it's kind of that feel of like getting into trouble, not getting into trouble, your sort of lovable rogue kind of vibe. You know, it's kind of who I am anyway, as an Essex boy. I'm Amelia always says, like, you know, you always test me, you know, you're always pushing my buttons. But I think like that's what she signed up for, right? That's why she married me. So it's kind of just being real, being honest, being gritty, just being me really, and just kind of laying it all out there on the surface and letting people listen to the album and hopefully they can connect with some of the songs.
Right, Mersey, it's about that time, mate, to be honest. A lot of chatting, not a lot of your tunes. So I think it's about time that we get one of them on. What are you saying? Can I get you for me now, mate, to introduce one of your brand new tunes from the Knees Up album, please, bud?
Hi, it's Ollie Mertz here on BFBS. And listen, it's time for me to play one of my songs from the Knees Up album, which is out now. This is Save Me.
And I got two black eyes and I'm stumbling about. I lost my wallet, lost my keys, lost my mind and my soul. Cause I'm the worst enemy I know. Catch my reflection in the mirror, can't believe what I see. Half a good bad on my chin and I got sick on my jeans. I see police on the streets, they're all looking at me.
Christmas.
You're listening to BFBS, the Forces Station, and this is a jolly Ollie Christmas. I'm Curtis Tyler, and I'm joined here by Ollie Mertz. And I tell you what, this album Knees Up, Mertzy, it's fantastic. I love it, and I love it from just looking at the album cover. I think you're drawn in straight away, and I just want to. Where's the Knees Up pub? Not necessarily the one on the front cover of the album, but where's your...
Exactly. My Knees Up pub would be in probably... It would be the Birdcage, which is where we shot the video. Like, we've been spending a lot of time there, actually, recently. But there was another pub that I went to down in Pimlico recently, which was a great little pub. I don't necessarily have... I used to have a pub where I used to always go to all the time.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, not in that world of going out all the time. I like to just nip to different pubs randomly, just have a Knees Up in random pubs, because it always blows people's minds. They're like... Hang on, it's Ollie Mertz. What's he doing in my pub?
The devil's in the details as well, mate. Even like the beer mat on the vinyl, it's just the detail that you've put into this is proper.
Yeah, you know what? That was really, I'd like to say it was my idea. It wasn't that. I like the beer mat idea with like Save Me and stuff, and that was like the album, the single cover. But like even with the vinyl, with the green, and with the beer mat in the middle, like, it was such a genius idea from the guys at BMG and, like, the marketing team. I was just like, yeah, that's cool. And we're kind of just trying to bed it all in, really. And it's just like, the thing is, when you have an album called Knees Up, we wanted the album cover to be in that real... What is a real British thing that you remember? Like, I think when you think of Britain, you think... There's so many great things, but you also think of a pub. It's just a very British thing to go to the pub and... So to have that as the album cover, it was, for me, it was like, well, I can't really release an album called Knees Up without it being outside a pub or feeling like this is my knees up, basically. And the album, when you open it up and the sleeve, it tells that story really of like what that journey's like. And yeah, I'm really glad we captured that.
It's like picking, I'm not going to ask you to pick your favourite child because that's harsh, but pick your favourite tune from the album. Is it just as hard?
No, it's not really, because I chop and change a lot. Save Me was always the first song that I absolutely adored straight off the bat. And then it was like Knees Up was my favourite song. And then, but now I'd honestly say there's two songs, Love Equals Madness, which I'm loving at the moment again, just because it's about my wife. It's such a beautiful song. But actually, I'm going to go more deeper than that. It's the last song on the album, Chin Up, which is actually my favourite song right now, because it's just a song that when people listen to it, it's about mental health, it's about men that don't speak out, and kind of that I found over the course of this album when I was writing it, that when I was on the way to the studio or I was doing something, I'd ring my mates and just say, "How are you, mate?" and have a chat and that, as you do, just naturally. And I realised over the course of doing that, over them 2 or 3, 4 months of me writing the album, they were just telling me their problems and telling me the struggles that they were going through and what was happening in their life. And so I thought, can I put this in a song? And so the first lyric of the song is, I've got a lot of friends going through a lot of things, and I know they keep it inside, but a quick phone call on the way home makes it all right. And I was like, oh, that's kind of what it's about. And the chin up is kind of, keep your chin up, son. You know, there's difficult times in life and I'm here for you, basically. And I thought that was a really important song to put on the album, to kind of, although it's been a really fun album from start to finish, at the end of it, I just wanted, the realisation is that sometimes your friends can be looking like they're having the best time, but actually, sometimes underneath that bravado or that exterior that they're pushing out there is actually underneath it all, they might be having a really difficult time. So that was kind of where Chin Up came from. And I, you know, suicide rate for men is at its highest, and I just felt it was important to put a song like that on the album, with it being such a geezery kind of laddish kind of feel to the album. I just thought it was important that even for a partner listen to it, or you know, or even a guy, they might be able to share that with one of their friends. It might help.
You've been a powerful advocate for stuff like this and for mental health and for just looking after yourself so much. This is a great chance for you to promote yourself and promote your music. But you must find that you talk about this type of thing and mental health a lot, because people just ask you as the album's coming out, and ask you like songs like Chin Up.
Listen, I think as I get older, I think we're more aware. We speak about a lot more. Social media has definitely opened that platform out for more people to speak. It's having the awareness of that. And I think that, you know, I'm fully aware that I've had my own mental health problems over the years, and I've had to go and see people. And listen, I'm in the most, I'm in a really high pressure job. Sometimes, you know, I forget the sort of things I get to do. I have to go, you know, I have to perform at the O2 as one person in front of 13,500 people. And if I turn up that day and I've lost my voice, it's all on me. And that pressure and that anxiety and that can really put something on you sometimes. And I try and blank it out, but you can only blank it out for so long. And it happened in Glasgow recently this year when I walked out. I think people saw the video online where I literally, after 6 songs, my voice just went. And I panicked. I didn't know what to do. But then I put my big boy pants on and was like, I'm going to have to deal with this, because I can't give the fans the show that they want. But also, I've got to put myself first. And so I decided, instead of doing what I would normally do, and that is kind of do what everyone wants me to do and just power through, which could have jeopardised my voice, it could have jeopardised the rest of my career, I had to make a decision, and it upset people, but I had to put myself first and my health first, and I did. And it was really hard for me. But, you know, going and speaking to someone and getting help is something that you shouldn't be ashamed of. It's actually beneficial for you. It'll be beneficial for you as a person, that if you are struggling, that you'll discover things about yourself that you didn't even realise that you were doing or not doing. And or actually, if I tweak that, it'll make it even better, and I'll make the environment better around me. And so, yeah, I'm a full advocate for anyone. Like, it's not weak to go and see someone. And the people that I've spoke to that have gone and seen people, the change that it's made in their life has been amazing.
Mate, yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people in the military know this, that your mental health and your physical health line in. You've been so busy recently, and it not just the album, your chocker. You were out with a friend of yours at a boxing event, and like dragging boxing into this and your fitness journey and just walking out behind Sam. How is that for you at the boxing event?
Oh no, well, you know, for anyone that watches the boxing, like Eubank Bennett, like it was just, Sam's a friend of mine, to be honest with you. Like, it was in and around this moment. He asked me on the way to the venue. I just always said to him, like, I want to be a part of that week for you. We're good friends. I've been friends with him now the last 3.5 years. I've seen all the stuff that he's been through as a fighter, and I just thought, this is the biggest moment in your career. I want to be there with you every step of the way. And I did. It was amazing. It's a great week. Shame he didn't get the result he wanted, but yeah, to walk out, you know, at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium with him, to see him fight was tense, was emotional. And you know what? In the end, he didn't get the result he needed, but you know what? He did it. He gave everything. And like, that's all you can do.
I was hoping that, you know, 50 came out and did. I was kind of hoping for like bonkers as he was walking out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said to Sam the next day, you know, Eubank got 50 Cent. Unfortunately, you got me. It's a bit different.
No, absolutely not.
Listen, it was an amazing night. And I love boxing. I love my fitness. I love training. I box a lot. I was boxing yesterday. I boxed a lot this week, actually. I did 12 rounds on Tuesday and I was boxing yesterday. I love it. It's great.
Right, Ollie, it's my favourite one now. Can I get you to play bonkers for me?
Yeah, come on then. Let's play bonkers on BFBS. This is a little bit bonkers. Enjoy.
Hello. They say when I was little, I was loco. Don't think I was ever dropped on me head, though. Maybe that one time I fell off the bed, though. Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Now I'm a grown-up. But most of the time, I'm a donut. Got a couple wires mixed up in my persona. You can have a conversation and I'll interrupt. Shh, sorry, let me finish. Cos the things that I think in me head are coming out my mouth instead. Before I have the chance to check, I'm just being myself, but to everybody else, I'm bonkers. What I'm taking, Mr. El Natural, I'm never faking. Full of baked beans and a bit of bacon. Lovely. I'm like most blokes. I think I'm pretty funny with my dad jokes. Leave the whole room fuming, but I don't smoke. Say I can't see it, and I'm gonna make a joke of it. Super inappropriate. Cause the things that I think in me head are coming out my mouth instead. Before I have the chance to check, I'm just being myself, but to everybody else, I'm focused.
Christmas. Mate, you keep yourself nice and fit and it's played into your busy schedule. You've got loads coming up. You're going to do the Sailing Grand Prix. You're back to the O2. You're doing loads.
Yeah, no, it's the mad. The thing is, the Sal GP gig's going to be like surreal because I've never done anything like this before. And my mate Wrighty was telling me all about it from last year. So it's like an unbelievable event. You don't realise what these guys are like in the actual boat. So it's actually a really amazing event. So I'm really excited. Not only to be performing there, but to actually see the actual event.
I bet that's not somewhere that you thought you'd be gigging this year, right? Like, come on, so good. Not something I would have even think to watch. So now I'm going to take an interest. Now I know you're there, mate. Let's get one of your tunes on again then to celebrate. Come on then, Mercy. Another tune for me, please, mate.
I think it's time that we run this town. What are you saying, Curtis?
Come on, mate. Play it. Press play.
Okay, let's press play now.
We're heading for the city. Happy days, it doesn't get better than this. One shot to get the party started.
I'm going to bring you to Christmassy stuff now because I want to talk Christmas with you. Because how's your Christmas changed with little ones now? Because you've got two. You've had two for a little while. It's not new on the scene, but two little ones at Christmas, it's carnage, isn't it?
It is carnage. Obviously, Albert's only 10 weeks old, so this year should be okay. Maddie's obviously a live wire. She's like crackers. But yeah, last year was our first Christmas together as a family. And actually, it was amazing because we went to Amelia's in-laws. So I didn't actually have it in Essex last year. I went down to Plymouth. What was the maddest thing is we drove back Christmas Day night to get back for Boxing Day so I could spend some time with my family. And it was the first ever time at Christmas that I couldn't drink any alcohol. Like I couldn't just have like a pint at dinner or, you know, just a glass of red wine or something. So I had to drive from 6 o'clock from Cornwall or Devon all the way back to Essex, and it was like the maddest journey of that. Like that was the maddest thing I've ever done on Christmas Day. I've never drove 4 hours in a car to get somewhere, so that was a massive difference for me. But then this year, because we flipped it, now this year Amelia gets to spend Christmas with me in Essex, so it's going to be a really exciting year this year for me because I get to see my family on Christmas Day. So, and Amelia gets to spend her first ever Christmas Day with us.
Love that. I love that. And Essex is quite good for Christmas, you know. Christmas lights, switch-ons. Got any good memories?
Yeah, bit of a Del Boy Rodney vibes. Do you know what I mean? It's all the cheap, nasty, you know, decorations, big bowl of trifle.
Yeah.
You know, it's, peanuts on the go, Twiglets. You know, you name it, we've got it going on.
You got any other big Christmas traditions? What's something that is a must-have in a Merz household for Christmas?
So my traditions are this. Christmas Eve, I always go out with my mates.
Yep.
Christmas Eve is a family. We always go bowling. And Christmas Day, so basically started years ago where I got these Christmas presents, went out shopping to a shopping centre and I bought all these presents for everyone. And they said to me, like, do you want to personalise your wrapping? So I was like, yeah, why not? First Christmas with the family, I'll stick like all their names on it and everything. Anyway, when I got all the presents and they all got sent to me, one of the presents, we got through all the presents of the family and there was one present left and we didn't know what this present was. And it just said Jackie on it. And we looked around and we were like, well, there's no one, Jackie ain't here. I'm thinking, why have they put Jackie down? So the department store that I bought them from had put the wrong present in the bag.
Oh,
so
no.
Jackie had lost her present. It's Christmas Day. We're like, well, it's Christmas Day now. Well, Jackie ain't getting her present. So we decided to play a game that whoever won the game got the Jackie present. So
Jackie.
My sister won it. And it was like this bag or whatever. And we had a right laugh with it. And I obviously spoke to the, after Boxing Day, I spoke to the company and they were fine. They said there was no issues with it, whatever. And so now every Christmas since, so 15 years later, every year, we do like a surprise, like Secret Santa. So it's called the Jackie present. So every year we have a Jackie present. So we play a big game and it can vary from like a scarf to chocolates to you know, aftershave or whatever. It's a bit of anything, you know.
I'm sure Jackie would have been hoping that he was going to deliver it.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But no, it was a really bizarre thing, but it's actually become a bit of our tradition now that every Christmas we've got a Jackie present. So, yeah.
I'm going to get you to play another song for me, but this time, not one of yours. What's your go-to Christmas song, man? When it gets to the thick of it, in the Merz household at Christmas, what's your tune?
Oh, my song at Christmas. Oh, it's two. Wait a minute. Thank God It's Christmas, Queen. Oh, what a banger.
Yeah?
Thank God It's Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Come on in. You're
thank God It's Christmas.
You're doing it too much justice. I want to play your version and not Queen now. Come on, press play.
Christmas, let it be Christmas every day. Oh, it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. For one day.
Hold on a minute. You said there were two tunes, and I feel like we've had that one now, and Queen is amazing, but there's another one. Give it to us.
Oh, okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give you the ones, right?
Come on in.
In a Mers household, the two songs that we love listening to, Thank God It's Christmas by Queen, or Michael Bublé's version of Baby Please Come Home.
I like Bublé. Should we do Bublé?
Let's go for the bubbles then. Go for Bublé.
Come on in. You press play, Ollie. Get it going.
A jolly Ollie Christmas.
The FBS at Christmas.
Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree. Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Oh, if there was a way, I'd hold back these tears. Oh, but it's a Christmas day.
Listen, what something else I want to talk about, and I'm going to take you back to music as well, is that actually, aside from Knees Up, you brought out a Christmas cover as well this year.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Because I'd not,
yeah, Apple Music.
I'd not seen that you'd actually properly released a recorded Christmas tune, and this has come out. This is quality.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of fun. I mean, Apple Music contacted me, and I think various artists, and said, we'd love you guys to do like a bunch of covers. And I said to them, which one would you like me to do? And they said, we'd like you to do this one. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I brought the band in and we did this version, and it's out there on Apple Music and stuff for people to listen to. And I've always loved doing a Christmas cover. I've done a few of them over the years. At some point, you never know. The old Ollie Christmas album at some point in the future. You never know.
We all want it, Mersey. Come on. We want a Christmas album from you. It'll go. I know it'll go. It'll be a success.
Frankincense and Mers, I suppose. You could do it. There's loads of ways around it. One day it will come.
Now, I've been double sneaky and I've gone and got your Christmas tune, your brand new Christmas tune. And listen, we've been talking about it, how much you love Christmas. It's so good. And after the release of the Apple Music special kind of cover, I don't think anybody expected it, but I love, love, love this. And I know you've done a lot of writing with the team from Ordinary Boys. So working together just seemed absolutely natural. The tune sounds natural. It, I would say, actually sticks in with that theme of knees up, I think, this tune. I absolutely love it. I've bigged it up loads, and now we just need to play it. So I'm just going to get you to press play. Mersey, come on. It's your brand new Christmas tune, teaming up with the Ordinary Boys. I can't wait to hear it. It's Christmas starts tonight. It's here. I want this Christmas tune on from you. Let's get it.
Can I say before I play this that I was desperate to have my boy born in December because I really wanted to call him Chris. So it'd always be Chris Mers.
Stop it.
Every year.
Stop it.
My wife said no. But anyway, I think it's time we play a Christmas song here on BFBS. Check it out.
All week, been singing Santa Baby, counting days. Till I got you back in my arms, trees up, the stockings on the chimney, it's on its way, and I just can't wait, cause I've been broken, and I've been working like a dog, hear the choir sing, the lights are twinkling, underneath the mistletoe, it's you I'm missing, oh baby, Christmas starts tonight. Hold tight and we can make it to the end of the year. Let go, forget about tomorrow. It's miles away and it's Christmas Day. And I've been lonely, so we got a lot of making up to do. Hear the choir sing, the lights are twinkling. Underneath the mistletoe, it's you I'm kissing. Oh baby, Christmas starts.
Need you by my side. I really need you.
This is something, and I'm expecting you to not play the song from K-pop Demon Hunters. The last one that I'm going to get you to do, Oles, is press play on your favourite tune from this year. That's any tune, not a Christmas tune, any tune from this year.
So the song I'm going to play is a song that you've probably annoyed of. It's Rosé and Bruno Mars with Appetite. Honestly, I think this is such a great pop record. And you know what? The charts miss these great feel-good pop records. And nowadays, we only really get one or two a year where they're like real solid, big, like almost old-school pop records. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can imagine like a boy band dancing to a song like this or having fun with it, or NSYNC could have done this song or whatever. It's just got a great energy. It's classic Bruno Mars. I love it. So this is my favourite song of the year.
Game start.
Finally, Ollie, before I let you go, man, a message to all of the British Armed Forces out there over Christmas. Give us a shout. What you want to say?
To everyone, just thank you again for your amazing service to this country. I don't think it goes unnoticed at all. I think you guys and women are unbelievable. Just thank you so much. I hope you get some time with your friends and family over this festive period or whenever you get that opportunity. Just thank you for listening. Thank you for, if you are a fan of my music, I appreciate it. If you're not a fan of my music, I don't care. I love you all. Have a great Christmas and hope you have a fantastic 2026.
Mega. Let's promote the album one more time then, Oles. Knees up. Let's get it.
It's Have It. Knees Up. Out now. Honestly, it's fantastic. It's got all the energy in the world. It'll get you through the toughest days and it's a good laugh. So go check it out.
Gentlemen, welcome to the show. I see you at the back, down to the front row. Now this might not be what you expected, so let me give you what you requested. Had a bad day, tough week at work. You're out on your feet and your shoulders hurt, but well done you, you made the right choice. Better call in sick, say you lost your voice. So I know what you came in for, to have a real good.
came free here. I wanna say what I'm singing this song. Enjoy and know the ladies bouncing along on the left, the right. They make it look easy. Do it too much, you better watch those knees, please.
Now excuse me if I sound rude, but I love the way that you move, and I see me all over you now. Baby, when I look in your eyes, there's no way that I can disguise all these crazy thoughts in my mind now.
There's something about you.
You got the lock, I got the key. You know the rest, you know just where I wanna be. Spell you got me under. I see fireworks when we touch now.
And there's something about you.
Your body fits on mine like a glove. Let them say whatever they want. It's too late cause you're in my blood now.
And there's something about you.
You got the lock, I got the key. You know the rest, you know just where I wanna be. Don't ever stop controlling me.
I be the student, you be the teacher. Miss Sophisticated, such a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah,
but here's the only issue. Since we met, you kinda turned my world upside down. And I don't really mind Spider-Man kissing you as long as you're planning on sticking around. The happiest boy in the world goes to me. Not a chance, nobody came close to him. I kinda knew you was troublesome. Yeah. You got me wrapped around your finger like bubblegum.
Everything you do. Every way that you move, there's just something about you.
There's just something about you. Do
everything that you do. About you.
Smart speaker.
Play BFBS.
This is BFBS.
The Forces Station.